Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we continue our city council candidate previews with Stephanie Erickson, running for a seat in Ward 1. Running for a spot on the Indianola City Council, first of all, what went into your decision to run for a spot?
My decision was a family decision, essentially with my husband and our children. We recently moved to Indianola last year, and we got super excited to be here. The community is amazing. We've seen amazing things, and I live by a statement that Muhammad Ali says, is service to others is the rent you pay on earth. And that's what I'm looking to do, is get involved. We are at an exciting time right now in our city where we're going to start updating our codes and our policies. And working through that, I think that that is an exciting time for us. So that's why I got involved.
Perfect. Well, what do you think you would bring to the Indianola City Council if elected?
As I stated, we are new residents to Indianola, and I feel that I will bring an unbiased approach and a new look, maybe, to this city council. We have some great and engaging city council men and women right now, and I just want to add to that.
All right. Well, talk about your vision for Indianola. You talked about bringing that new perspective, talked about bringing that new vision. What do you want to see Indianola become?
I want to see Indianola become the city that my children, when they are grown and have children, they come back to. And I've talked a lot with John Parker about that, too. We all have that vision that we want our children to come back here and we want them to enjoy this beautiful city with us. So what my goal is to try and prioritize residential growth, making that smart, and bringing in some more businesses to our town.
All right. Well, what do you think the city council currently does well that you would want to continue, and maybe some other things that you think that they could improve upon if you were to join them?
Good. I think that our city council does a great job at having healthy discussions and making sure that they're prioritizing what we want currently here as the residents in Indianola and utilizing our tax dollars wisely and making sure that they're listening to what we want, as I said, the residents of Indianola. And I think that we have that right now. I think that we've got some great candidates running. I think we have some great people in positions already that we can work together as a city, a county, and a school to effectively make this the best city it possibly can be.
All right. Well, obviously, this question is a little bit unique to you because you're new to the area, coming back a little bit. What were some of the first things that you noticed about Indianola in terms of how well the city was run or really anything?
My husband and I have always loved Indianola. We both went to Simpson. Our first date was at Buxton Park. We went to Dairy Queen. And so we've always had a love for Indianola. One of the things that, as a prior resident and a returning resident, that I was attracted to move here was the great schools, the smaller classroom sizes, and what they are doing to try and make Indianola a more appealing community to bring in residential growth and new residents. And I felt like that's what they're trying to do and their focus. So that's what we were excited about. Obviously, there's a lot of things structurally we can notice. There is a hole in the middle of our city. And that's really where I started to get super engaged, where I started to look at how we're working together. And sometimes we don't work together effectively. So that is what I'm hoping to bring through collaboration with everyone.
Well, how could people find out more about you and your campaign for city council and what you want people to know?
You can find me through my Facebook page. It's Stephanie Erickson for Indianola, First Ward. And you can also reach me on my cell phone number, 515-868-6687. Again, it's 515-868-6687. I'm also always around town. You'll usually see me with a ball cap on, but just stop me. I'm pretty open book, and I've never met a stranger I don't know. So I enjoy speaking with people, and I look forward to meeting everybody who lives in Indianola.
Thanks to Stephanie Erickson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.